from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That is for Garrett Crochet. Reports are saying now that the left-hander of the Chicago White Sox will remain a Chicago White Sox. We kick off hour number two of our 2024 Major League Baseball trade deadline coverage. It's presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. Whether or not you think the first hour was successful for the San Diego Padres, acquiring Tanner Scott, all-star left-handed reliever from the Miami Marlins, trading quite a package to get him, including Robbie Snelling, Adam Mazur, and Graham Pauly, all going back to the Marlins, plus another minor leaguer in that deal. The whether or not you think that was good news or not is up for debate. Whether the commercial break that we just had was good or bad news is not up for debate. It was most assuredly not good news for the Padres. That is because during the break, the Los Angeles Dodgers have struck Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yes, they have.
And Jack Flaherty, the right-hander who's having a remarkably great rebirth of a season this year.
This is one of the better bet-on-yourself free agent deals.
This guy has a 7-5 record this year while pitching with the Tigers. He has a 2.95 ERA. Here's the number that jumps out at you. 0.96 in the whip.
Whippy?
Yeah. he's doing quite well. 133 strikeouts, only 19 walks. Flaherty now comes to the Dodgers. The Dodgers also, just for fun, acquire another center fielder, a gold glove type center fielder, Kevin Kiermaier, from the who's he been with lately?
He was back with Toronto.
Okay, yeah. I knew he'd run around a lot. He's now with the Dodgers. So that commercial break, Tony, did not go so well.
That's not it either. Apparently, Inyel De Los Santos on his way to the Yankees.
We're giving up Inyel De Los Santos.
Yes.
We have to make room for some of these relievers.
There's another one that's being reported. Don't know if it's a done deal or whatnot, but the Martin Perez trade to the Padres, lefty starter. He had been starting. I think he's still starting.
Yeah, so. He's been hurt on and off this season. Just returned to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Has not been exactly a phenomenal year so far for Martin Perez. He's 2-5 with a 5.20 ERA. He has made 16 starts, but he has had some success Mostly with the Texas Rangers. In fact, Martin Perez has had six double-digit winning seasons in his career. All time, he's 87 and 86.
I would say this matches kind of that back end of the rotation type deal, right? That's a left-handed pitcher. You need innings right now. I mean, as you are pushing, yes, you got to get wins, right? You got to stay healthy. But where the Padres are deficient at is starting pitching and being able to eat innings. They've gotten three guys for sure that have done it well. Waldron, King, I'm missing one. Oh, and Cease. Vasquez has improved. He had a rough one this last time. But you got to have some guys who can eat some innings. If Martin Perez is healthy, he can do that.
I think the thing that is just a slight concern here is Perez has just not been very good. And, you know, even last year with Texas, he did okay in a swingman role. But, I mean, come postseason time, he was not a major, major part of the run. He was, you know, in the bullpen pitching sparingly and didn't really pitch well when he was used. So I think if you're the Padres, you want a back-end lefty. I would be curious to know if they made a serious run at Tyler Anderson up the freeway in Anaheim. Tyler Anderson very, very, very quietly has been one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball this year.
Oh, yeah, Padres saw him earlier this year. He carved.
Sub-3 ERA, pitching consistently into 6th, 7th, and even 8th sometimes. Made an All-Star game, has postseason experience, pitched well, including against the Padres a few years ago. It's a little tricky with the contract because he's owed $13 million next year plus the remainder of that this year. But if you were going to go get a back-end lefty starter, Tyler Anderson is vastly superior to Martin Perez. Perez is owed $8 million this year's salary, so the prorated version of that. I'd be curious to know if they seriously pursued that because I don't really know how much help Martin Perez is going to give them unless you're just trusting the Ruben Niebla magic, which, again, could be very viable, but it's not like you look at this and say, ooh, this really upgrades the back of the rotation based on what he's shown this year.
I don't want to sound the alarm, but he's coming from the same team that Rich Hill came from last year. 1.65 whip this year from Martin Perez, 1.40 last year, which isn't great, in a season that he went 10-4. So the last few years have been rough for Martin Perez, Tony.
I'll say this. I don't necessarily think it needs to be a playoff-type move. You got to get through these regular season games healthy enough and with the right guys. And so Martin may be just a move to help you do that, to get through the regular season. Doesn't mean that he needs to be on the postseason roster if he's not deserving of so. So, you know, I think we start trying to get the perfect fit in every little nook and cranny that you have on your roster. It's just not typically how it works. When, you know, we go back to some of the last couple years, the Padres have made big time deals, but then when the roster was all set, there were still holes in that roster, even with those big deals made. And so this is a little bit different tack this year. The Padres, I think, somewhat handcuffed because of financial reasons and also handcuffed because, as we talked about, so many teams are involved that the price tags are up. And so, you know, I'm sure, listen, what I can tell you is I promise you A.J. Preller has looked everywhere to find the right kind of deal that he can make. And if this ends up being it, probably was the best deal he could come up with right now, and given the landscape of everything.
The one thing with Perez I'd be curious to see is he went on the IL with a groin strain earlier this year. Off to a good start, then struggled a little bit. Since coming off the IL, it's been rough. 6.31 ERA. He did pitch well his last start, so maybe he's turning a corner, but that's something I'm going to be watching for, because you're right, you need guys to get through the end of the season. I think the concern is he's been so bad recently, he's not a guy you really want pitching for you, even, you know, down the stretch. Yeah. So I think that's where I'll be curious to see how they utilize him. Maybe they, you know, plug him in the fifth spot, skip some starts. I want to see what he can do coming off this injury, because it's been particularly bad since coming off the IL.
That voice is Kyle Glazer, our baseball trade deadline expert here on Gwynn and Chris today. Nice enough to sit in with us for the last couple of hours and to break down all of the stuff that's going on. If you just tuned in, Padres have indeed acquired Tanner Scott. That is a done deal. The Martin Perez has been reported, I think, maybe on one tweet. So we better be just 100% sure before we go ahead and make that official. I don't know that anyone's made that 100% official on Martin.
Like
Perez.
I said, it's been reported. We haven't nobody has actually confirmed that or not. So we'll wait to see if it actually happens.
If that's the guy. Let me ask you, Kyle, about Jack Flaherty, going to the Dodgers.
The return just came in.
This is the biggest news of the last 10 minutes. And how big is it?
Well, the return just came in. I can tell you right now, the Dodgers gave up a heck of a lot less for Jack Flaherty than the Padres gave up for Tanner Scott. A heck of a lot less. If this was the price for Jack Flaherty, the Padres should have done this. No questions asked. So, first of all, I think we need to establish who Jack Flaherty is and how good he is. You know, you have to remember, this is one of the best young pitchers in baseball for a four-season run. Then he struggled with some injuries. His first year back was last year, you know, had some ups and downs after, again, being more or less hurt for two seasons. And now he's back to being a stud. I do think this is who Jack Flaherty is. When he's healthy, when he's right, when he's fresh, he is a stud type of pitcher, and that's what he's pitching like in Detroit this year. Now he's going to go to L.A. and do that. The players he was traded for, Talon Lorenzo is a power-hitting, low-level catcher who has power, switch hitter, but swings and misses a lot, and he's a big boy who might not be able to stay behind the plate. Trey Sweeney's an organization. I mean, again, you talk about rental prices. The price for Tanner Scott, the Padres paid five times on the dollar what the Dodgers just paid for Jack Flaherty.
What's Tanner's situation? Is he a free agent?
Yeah, Tanner's a free agent after this year. I mean, they also got Brian Hoenig, who, again, who's a nice reliever, but he's not why you would pay that price.
Well,
you also have, I think we also got to take into account the Padres and the teams they deal with. I shouldn't say that. Teams view prospects differently in different organizations. And, you know, I don't know who – I know I recognize one of the names that went back to power hitting catcher from the Dodgers. I don't know Sweeney very much. But, you know, I think, you know, as it pertains, they may not have liked the guys the Padres were willing to give up for it. And it has to be a matchmaking deal. So – I know on paper it looks like, man, the Padres should have just went and got Jack Flaherty. But if said team, Detroit Tigers, didn't like the guys the Padres were offering, then this is what you get.
It's a moot point is what you're saying. And you're right, Tony. The other team has to be interested in what you've got to sell. And maybe the Tigers weren't. Maybe the Tigers are just rooting for the Dodgers to come out of the NL West. You know, I mean, God forbid, you know, anybody should give the Padres a break. But, you know, Flaherty goes with what? Tyler Glass now, Clayton Kershaw. You know, the Dodgers all of a sudden now have bolstered up their starting rotation after it was in tatters for much of the season. And because of the injuries to Buehler and to Kershaw and to even Glass now for a little while and many, many others. So, you know, this is one of the bigger names in the last 2 days that have been traded. Certainly the biggest starting pitching name. Flaherty winds up a Dodger.
He's a stud, man. The last couple of years, as Kyle mentioned, have only been that way because he wasn't right. Now he's right, and this is who he was, you know, that 2020 run, 2021. I mean, this is who he has been.
Yeah.
And so the Dodgers get a good one. I mean, the Dodgers got a lot better, too. So, you know, Padres have closed the gap in terms of the division, and they got better, but, you know, so did they. So did the Dodgers. And so, you know, the good part about it for the Padres, I think they've gotten a lot better. I think I don't know that the Diamondbacks have gotten – that much better. You know, I don't know. The Giants clearly have, you know, stood where they were because, you know, that I don't think they really know if it's real for them. And so, you know, you may not have been able to close the gap on the Dodgers in the division, but I think you've separately given yourself a chance to maybe separate from the Diamondbacks, who are clipping at your heels right now.
Now, the Arizona Diamondbacks today did get our old friend Josh Bell. Acquired him. Poor Josh Bell. I mean, I don't care what this guy does. He gets traded at the trade deadline. Is this the third year in a row? I can't keep track of where he's even been and where he's gone. Arizona also picked up left-handed reliever A.J. Puck from the Marlins. Puck was the closer last year ahead of Tanner Scott.
Yeah.
This year, Tanner Scott became the closer. Puck became a starter, was terrible.
Yeah.
And they moved him back to the bullpen where he's actually been pretty good. So the Diamondbacks did do their thing. But, you know, the Padres bullpen, that's the one thing for sure. We can just say this and we can debate the rest of it. But the Padres bullpen is legit right now with the acquisitions of Tanner Scott today and Jason Adam over the weekend. Tony, I know you got a ball game tonight. We've been talking about this trade deadline. Can't forget the Dodgers are in town for game one of a two-game series. You might have to do a little pregame preparing. So
I'm playing catch-up because I haven't done anything. I haven't done any lineups.
Oh, my goodness
gracious.
Just
been out here running my mouth with you guys watching Jesse ahead of me, do all his work. So,
all right,
I
Tony,
got some catching up.
Off you go. Kyle Glazer is going to be nice enough to stick with us for another segment or so. When we come back after we check traffic, just a quick recap of who's gotten who and a quick comment from Kyle on what he thinks about some of the moves that have been made the last couple of days. More Gwynn and Chris on the way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. 320. Gwynn and Chris. Baseball trade deadline program with Kyle Glazer, not acting as our baseball expert. He is our baseball expert. Boy, it's nice to have him with us. We appreciate it. He's going to be here for a little while longer. Our trade deadline coverage presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. If you're just tuning in, Padres go bullpen with Tanner Scott, the all-star reliever, closer from the Miami Marlins coming to the Padres. Padres also get an interesting piece in this trade, too, as I read up a little bit more on Brian Hoeing, a guy that was an opener for the Marlins, can go 2-3 innings in that role, all the way to a back-end type guy. So they pick him up in this trade as well. Padres do pay a rather steep price to get Tanner Scott as they trade away the likes of Robbie Snelling, Adam Mazur, and Graham Pauly. Padres have also acquired Martin Perez, left-handed starter from the Pittsburgh Pirates, albeit Perez 2-5 and a whip of 1.6. I don't want to sound like, you know, Rich Hill all over again, but the numbers do not add up too well for Martin Perez, so we'll see where the Padres go there. Jack Flaherty just went to the Dodgers. We've got Kyle Glazer with us for a few more minutes. You talked about that. I'm going to give you a couple of these moves that have been made the last 2 days, Kyle, and just give me a one and a half sentence on each of these things. How good of a move? You know what it does for this particular team. I think you answered Jack Flaherty going to the Dodgers. Does Josh Bell find any opening space in Arizona?
It was a good trade for the D-backs considering Christian Walker just went on the IL. They needed a first baseman.
Yeah.
Again, is Josh Bell going to be the guy that, you know, carries them back to the World Series? Probably not, but I think he's, you know, a valuable addition at a place of need given the injury to Walker.
One guy whose name that I kind of latched onto a little earlier today, the New York Mets acquired Oakland A's starter Paul Blackburn. Now, he got off to an unbelievable start this year for Oakland. I think he was 5-6-0, hadn't hardly given up a run. Then he, you know, he kind of leveled off, and then he got hurt, and he's been out for a couple of months. But he's coming back and apparently going to be available to the Mets the last month and a half. Could they get lightning in a bottle there?
I think you're getting more of a solid type of guy again. You look at who he's been the last couple of years, you know, ERA 4.2, 4.4, 4.4. Again, I mean, this is kind of who he is, a solid number four-ish reliever who will help you.
All right, Cleveland added Lane Thomas yesterday. Alex Cobb injured all season with the Giants, but the Guardians give themselves a better shot against, you know, the likes of the Yankees and Orioles down the road.
I think the addition of Lane Thomas was a really nice addition. Right-handed hitting, athletic outfielder, power, speed, arm, can do a lot of things for you. But I think the Guardians missed an opportunity to really add more. This is a year where they have the pitching staff, but probably the best bullpen in baseball. And for once, they have a good offense this year. This was the time for them to trade some of their higher-end prospects, go get some impact talent. They didn't really do that. Again, Alex Cobb hasn't pitched all year. Fine back-end guy when he's right. Thomas, good right-handed complement in the outfield. But I think this was the year Cleveland should have pushed the envelope a little bit more, and I think they missed an opportunity to do that.
All right, how about the Yankees yesterday with Jazz Chisholm? He's already paid dividends with a couple of home runs, although one of them was off a position player. Still counts. Chisholm seems like he's going to be a bright lights type of guy to me. You know, get him out of Miami where nobody knows where he is, and now he's on the spotlight, and I think he seems like he's going to like that.
For me, Jazz Chisholm is so mercurial. I said at the time, this is either going to go spectacularly or be an abject disaster with nothing in between. Either he's going to flash the big smile, play with energy, that left-handed power is going to play really well in New York, or he's going to sulk and swing and miss a ton, and the Yankees fans are going to turn on him immediately. I thought it was 50-50. Either way it could go. So far, it's gone the good way.
All right. Randy Rosarena to Seattle. You mentioned earlier that the Mariners you thought might get some more guys, but is a Rosarena a lightning rod for them?
Absolutely. People are going to look at his season line and say he hasn't been very good, but it was really just a really terribly slow start. Since the beginning of June, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball, hitting about 290 with an OPS over 900. Even going back to mid-May, it's been pretty good. He's exactly the type of guy the Mariners needed, and they did not pay a high price for him at all. I was shocked how low it was, Aiden Smith and Brody Hopkins. My shock is just the Mariners didn't do more. Randy Rosarena needed to be like one of five bats they acquired. Instead, they acquired him and Justin Turner, who age has finally caught up to. He was ageless for a while, but it's finally caught up to him.
Yes, Father Time undefeated, we say on this show many times. Philadelphia Phillies get closer Carlos Estevez from the Angels to go along with two All-Stars on the back end, Jeff Hoffman and Matt Strom. And, oh, by the way, Jose Alvarado.
Yeah.
Talked about the Padres being really good now on the back end. Seems as though the Phillies are also.
The Phillies are the best team in baseball, and they just got even better. They are the team everyone is chasing in the National League. They also acquired Austin Hayes, which I think was an interesting addition. He's an All-Star in Baltimore. Really struggled this year. Got squeezed out of playing time, but the Phillies need some outfield help. He's got right-handed power. He's got some speed. Get him into just a different, different voice, different hitting coach, different teammates. That has a chance to pay dividends for them. I wouldn't be shocked to see if he has an uptick and really makes a difference for them.
Finishes strong. We talked about the Dodgers getting Flaherty today. What about getting Tommy Edman and Michael Kopech yesterday?
Yeah, Tommy Edman gives them a lot of what they needed. Another shortstop option. Again, what you love about Tommy Edman, he's just fundamentally sound. He's a heady baseball player, makes contact, can run, can play multiple positions. He's the kind of Swiss Army knife who will help you come postseason time. I'm going to be fascinated to see if they can help Michael Kopech. We talked about this. Guys in dysfunctional organizations, move him into a healthier system. Kopech has always had explosive stuff. He's never thrown strikes consistently. If you're the Dodgers, can you help him just a little bit? Mm. And maybe if you do, you get potentially, I mean, it's late inning stuff. So I think the Dodgers did really, really well at this deadline getting these guys. And really, they didn't give up a whole lot to get them.
Yeah, I wish you would have said the Dodgers did terrible at the deadline, but they didn't. Cardinals yesterday got maybe the biggest name starter yesterday. Anyway, Eric Fetty from the White Sox and our old friend Tommy Pham goes back to St. Louis. Cardinals, any good for them?
I think the Cardinals are actually the sneaky winner of this deadline because they got two impact players.
Interesting.
Look, trading Tommy Edman hurts a little bit, but I mean, they got two really good players and really did not give up a whole lot at all. So I actually think they're a team that really helped themselves. A lot of the National League playoff contenders really helped themselves. They're one of them.
Yeah, wish all the National League playoff contenders had not helped themselves. One last team, the Atlanta Braves. Bring back World Series hero Jorge Soler from the Giants.
Very random.
Trying to catch. Well, look, he got him one World Series. No way he can get them another, right?
Hey, they're getting the band back together. They brought Jorge Soler back. They brought Luke Jackson back. I mean, I was kind of waiting for them to trade. They already have Eddie Rosario back. I mean, they're getting the whole band back together. I think, Soler was a little bit of a salary dump from the Giants' perspective, and look, if you're the Braves, why not go for it? They need some outfield help. The aforementioned Eddie Rosario has not been great for them. So I think at the end of the day, the Braves, they got better. They're already a great team, even without Acuna and Strider. So, yeah, they're in a good place.
All right. Well, Kyle, you were amazing. for 2.5 hours, he was on with Craig and Annie and on with us for an hour and a half during this trade deadline. The information, invaluable to our fans. I know that. And I feel like I'm a little smarter after talking to you as well.
Me too.
Thanks for checking in with us, Kyle. You're welcome on the program anytime.
Real quick, Kyle goes, I loved having Kyle right in front of me because anytime a trade went down, I just looked at his face to see whether or not it was a good or bad trade.
Good or bad.
So it was great.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
You did a great job.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it and happy to join you anytime.
All right. Thank you. Kyle Glazer there. Gwen and Chris back. Much more still ahead. Probably be some more trades that have not yet been announced. So don't go anywhere. We'll keep you up to date on all of that. Also, open up the phone lines. Get your thoughts on the Padres acquisition of Tanner Scott when we return.
Pick up with another power arm in that bullpen. I mean, AJ Preller is doing the right thing here. He's got a rotation that spins the ball better than anybody else. And now we're talking about a guy who's come a long way from when he broke in with the Orioles. And went back and looked at it, he's always had a great arm, right? You see the velocity, pretty much what it was in his first full season in 2018. But look at the vertical release point. Back in 18, nobody was talking about vertical approach angle. That is throwing the ball with a low arm angle to the high point in the zone. And he has done that so well with some mechanical changes. Here he is back in 18 with Baltimore here. Watch the delivery now. Again, it's a good fastball, but you're going to see a very different delivery now here with the Marlins. Much lower release point. A lot of ride now with this fastball. Here's the difference.
That's Tom Verducci and the folks at MLB Network talking about the Padres acquiring Marlins All-Star closer Tanner Scott. Big move of the day for the Padres. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Kyle Glazer was with us the first 90 minutes of the show. We really appreciate him being a part of our trade deadline coverage here, brought to you by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. Matt Scraby alongside as well. I thought we would take some phone calls here, Scraby. We don't, you know, we got a day where the Padres are making moves. They're trading a lot of big name prospects. I think some of the fans, from what I can tell on the chat, from what I can tell on Twitter, this seems like a very 50-50 thing out there. It doesn't seem like a 100%, hey, I'm ecstatic to have Tanner Scott, and I would have been willing to give up anything to get him. I think there's some people who feel like the Padres paid way too much for a you know, another reliever when they'd already acquired a reliever over the weekend in Jason Adam. There's some people that are saying, look at the Dodgers. They got Jack Flaherty and had to give up much less. I read a tweet just a moment ago that said the Dodgers acquired, in the last 2 days, Jack Flaherty, Kevin Kiermaier, Tommy Edman, and Ahmed Rosario, and only had to give up one of their top 15 prospects. I saw another tweet that said, if you look at the Padres' preseason top 10 prospects, according to Keith Law, they have now traded 8 of them. And that includes getting a rise. It includes Dylan Cease. And it now includes getting Jason Adam and Tanner Scott. So the Padres have wiped out, really, their farm system, except for Ethan Salas and Leonardo DeVries.
Leo Dallas,
thank you, Leonardo. He's a painter.
And Leonardo da Vinci.
He's a painter.
Hey, DeVries is painting home runs right now.
I know he is. So that's kind of the question here. Did the Padres, you know, just, did they do the right thing? They taken too big of a risk here? Did AJ Preller panic and trade too much? I think there's all of those thoughts are kind of coming out here in the last hour and a half or so.
It is mind-boggling to me to see the chat right now with the amount of people that are angry that the Padres
are really
trying
just
to get
flat out angry,
trying to get better. Like, yes, they gave away a lot for Tanner Scott. We'll see what happens there. But if Tanner Scott comes through down the stretch when we need him to, it's all going to be worth it. Adam Major, I know that he's a little bit ways off from being like a full-time rotation guy. We saw what he could do. He couldn't throw strikes. Grant Pauly swung it at a pitch that hit him in the face. And I just wanted to say that. But Grant Pauly wasn't great either. Not to say that they're not going to be great down the road, but they are not contributing at this moment. And they have all these contracts locking up big-time players for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So,
right. Well, the other side of this is the fact that Tanner Scott is a rental. He's a free agent at the end of the season. And the Padres, along with giving up Adam Major and along with giving up Graham Pauly, also gave up the top pitcher in their farm system, Robbie Snelling. He's gone.
But and Tony said this thing, too. What if the prospects, well, he didn't say this, I'll say this, I won't put this in Tony's mouth, but what if the prospects just aren't as good as perceived?
Well, we'll all find out. I mean, that's what makes this all great, and that's what makes this all interesting, is, you know, what are your thoughts on it? And you can have a bunch of different ones, 833-288-0973, if you'd like to join the program. I want to hear what you think. Is there anybody out there that's just ecstatic to get Tanner Scott? As I said to Kyle Glazer and to Tony earlier, if the Padres win the World Series this year with Tanner Scott helping lead the bullpen and working with Suarez and Jason Adam as an 7, 8, 9 inning trio, and the Padres come up champions, I wouldn't have cared if they traded Salas and DeVries. If you could tell me they'd win the World Series. So there's no way they traded too much if the result at the end is, you know, getting to a World Series. But I think that's also what Kyle Glazer was, you know, underscoring.
Yeah.
And they kind of put themselves in a situation with these moves and by trading what they have that they're putting a lot of their eggs in this year's basket. Maybe that's where they should be.
I think everybody has to take this year's trade deadline, and they have to put Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez in that for the Padres, because mm-hmm. even though those weren't deadline acquisitions, they were huge acquisitions.
Well, they're part of the reason why you've traded away your entire top 10 of your farm system.
Because now you have maybe a shot. You have a shot at going deep in the playoffs. I don't know how to make people happy, Chris. I don't think I feel like because I do
no,
this a lot.
There's no such thing in sports talk radio.
I do this a lot where I get mad at things that I shouldn't be mad at. But like the amount of people that are like crying, that's a figure of speech, over the loss of Adam Major and Graham Pauly and guys I've never even heard of are kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy to me.
All right, while you recover and we get some of the phone lines lit up at 833-288-0973, let's check some traffic. All right, we got some good phone calls coming up here. Fans want to chime in on this thing. The Padres have gone for it here. There's no question. Tanner Scott, the reliever, joins Jason Adam, the reliever that was acquired over the weekend. And the Padres, other than Ethan Salas and Leo Dallas DeVries, pretty much wipe out their farm system in order to try and make a run at the Fall Classic. Dodgers, in the meantime, get Jack Flaherty. They also get Kevin Kiermaier. They also get Tommy Edman. They also get Michael Kopech. They also get Ahmed Rosario. They part with only one of their top 15 prospects. That on its surface doesn't sound like an even deal.
It doesn't.
But we'll see how it all turns out. Like I said, if you win in the end, it really isn't going to matter what you gave up.
I have a programming note real quick. This just came in, Chris. But we are going to carry A.J. Preller's press conference live at 4 p.m. here on the station.
All right. Well, with that coming up, let's get the phone calls in now then. Let's go to Jed in Little Italy. Start us off with some of your thoughts on what went down today, Jed.
How are you guys doing, first of all?
Pretty good. Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Doing good. Good. Thank you. Honestly, I'm stoked about the trades. I'm happy about it. And I think Padres fans that are upset about it need to realize that the organization's still chasing their first World Series. And until you get that first one under your belt, you kind of have to go all in on these certain opportunities you get. If you keep worrying about the future, you may never get that first one. So I think we take this strong back end of the bullpen and ride. If we had this strong a bullpen all the way up until this point, we may be playing for the division over the next 2 days because the bullpen's cost us quite a few games. So take our starting pitching, this offense, and strengthen the bullpen. Let's go ride.
All right, I gotta say something right now.
What?
Gotta say something right now.
Oh my gosh, what?
Ready?
Thank you, Jed.
I'm saying it right now.
What? Wow. Jed, you just got a standing ovation from Chris Ello. That's incredible.
I don't think
he's ever done that before. I'm serious. I'm being dead serious.
It's either that or I had to stretch my legs, one or the other.
Thank you, Jed.
Very good. Yeah, I like how he said it. And that's the one angle to look at this. You got to go for it when you got the shot.
You do.
But if you get around to next year and you have no one left to trade at the trade deadline, we're going to be getting complaints about what we did this year.
Yeah,
I just know
right.
It, Scraby. I've been through this so many times.
Me too.
I know
We've
what the people are going to say. I told you last year we gave up too much, and now we don't have anything left to trade.
Guess what?
You're going to hear it.
AJ.
Going to hear it.
Changed the team completely in this last offseason. He can bring in the prospects again. I feel like it's going to be fine.
Okay. All right, we'll hear from A.J. Preller, live press conference in 15 minutes. Right now, we'll hear from Zach in El Cajon. Zach. Go on the attack, Zach.
I'm going to piggyback on what that guy just said and make everybody realize that it is about the here and now. You know, there's no guarantee that we're going to have a future. You know, some guys could get hurt. Things can happen. Look what happened to you, Darvish. Look what happened to certain things. So go after it. Bring it to the fans. Let us experience what we did from the 2022 when I was at the game. You know, best moment I had in my life. Everything's about the here and now with this team. And, you know, the farm system may be what they say gutted, but who's to say these guys they just didn't draft could do something for us next year? You never know. You know, the way these kids are nowadays, it doesn't take them much to get to the major leagues or get better to be able to trade for newer, you know, already major league players. And if they're thinking about the guys that they let go, they weren't in the majors this year. So it is what it is, and let's just ride. You know,
okay,
I want to see a World Series before I leave. So That's all I care about.
We all want to see one.
Thank you, Zach.
There's no question, Zach. Thank you very much.
So is it now Let's Ride? Is that our new mantra?
I guess so. The last two callers are both gone with that.
It didn't work for Russell Wilson,
no,
though.
No, it is not a successful phrase. Yeah, no, not a successful not phrase at all. Let's go down the board to Justin in Encinitas. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show, sir.
Padres country, Let's Ride.
Oh, no. we've started something here.
I agree with everything that was said. I have no problem with letting the prospects go, but can you guys make me feel at all better about our starting rotation moving forward? I mean, I didn't love watching Adam Mazur come up every 5 days, but what are we doing? What's the plan there?
You know, Justin, I think that that's fair, and I brought it up during our opening discussion with Tony and with Kyle Glazer. Like, if you would have traded Snelling and you would have traded Mazur and you would have traded Graham Pauly and you would have given me Jack Flaherty, which seems like you maybe could have gotten based on what the Dodgers had to give up.
I hope someone asked AJ
now
this.
I'm sure somebody will. Hopefully he'll have to answer this in the press conference, but I would have felt a lot better than getting Tanner Scott. Tanner Scott's great, but the Padres really need a starting pitcher right now. But I will try to answer this now. I think it's going to be a few things. One, Brian Hoeing, who also came in this trade, has some experience as an opener. The Padres don't normally go with an opener, but maybe for a couple of turns, they use this strategy and then build on this great bullpen to finish a game or two until Musgrove comes back, and then you've got your five starters, with Vasquez being your fifth and being a question mark. Maybe Martin Perez catches a little lightning. I hope they don't give him as much rope, though, as they gave Rich Hill last year.
Yeah.
You know, one start, maybe two,
yeah,
for Martin Perez.
Agree.
To see if he can get it done in the number five spot. But that is your answer right now, Justin. I don't see any other way that they can solve their number five issue unless I give you one more. Johnny Brito, who they sent back to the minors.
He's got some arm
soreness. To try to
soreness.
Work on stretching his arm out. He's healthy again.
Nah. Oh, he's back.
He's
okay.
Back. All He'll right, be good. Healthy again. Maybe he is your answer for a couple of starts in the number five role.
Do you buy into the whole thing? Like, it tells me that Joe Musgrove is coming back. They feel good about that. It also tells me that they didn't go out and get a starting pitcher because they believe Yu Darvish will be coming back.
I hope you're right. I just hope you're right. I don't know if that tells me anything, but I certainly hope you're right. Thanks, Justin. Good phone call there. Josh, San Diego, line four.
Time player. No, just kidding.
First time player. All right, Josh.
Okay, save that, Josh.
How are you?
No, hey, I'm great. I'm just driving home. I hate to see Graham Pauly go. My son had a really good connection with him at spring training. We just saw him in El Paso, so I hate to see the kid go. But I like the prospect that he gets to play more. You know, if he gets to Miami, he's going to go. I'm a big fan of hoping the players get to play. I get older, I go all the time. I love seeing them. I love seeing these players.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry,
we're
going
to let you go. It's not your fault. Faulty phone line does happen from time to time. You know what I'm hearing so far? And it's a small sample size, Scraby.
Yes.
But all of the people that are being really critical of A.J. Preller and critical of trading too much and saying that we got, the Dodgers stole their guy and we got made look bad, none of them have the guts to call. Because so far, the first four phone calls have all been,
I love what the Padres
have done so far.
I don't
know what we've had on the phones is a good sample, though, of what we're seeing elsewhere.
No, right I agree with you. I get where people are coming from, because there is a part of me that says, what about the future? But the future doesn't matter if you don't get to the playoffs this year. The future doesn't matter if you can't figure out some sort of, plan for next year. You know what I'm saying, Chris? I don't know if I'm making good enough sense.
No,
here.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't think I need. Yeah, I didn't make good sense there. I understand that you're
can help
worried
you
about
oftentimes,
the
oftentimes, but I don't
there.
Think I can help you.
I understand
time.
People worried about the future, but the team has major league players under control. Maybe Tanner Scott is a rental, but they could re-sign him. Who knows? All I'm saying is, like, the team's going to be fine next year.
They gave up a lot to get him. There's no question. Here's another thing to consider. Going into today, Braves, Mets, Padres. Those three teams have the three wild card spots. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the Padres are in. The Mets are in. The Braves are in. But here's the thing. The Padres are only a half game right now ahead of Arizona. They're only two up on St. Louis, two up on Pittsburgh. Giants, Reds, Cubs kind of still in the hunt. My point being, did Tanner Scott's acquisition just make that gap much bigger? Or is it going to be sweating it out to the final couple of days of the season just to get this wild card even with Tanner Scott and Jason Adam?
We also have to take into account...
Because I don't want to bring up the possibility that they somehow miss it. Because if they miss the playoffs now, that's going to be kind of a debacle. I hate to tell you, Scrape.
Well, we're going to have to wait for that. We're going to have to wait for the debacle. We can't have a debacle before we even get there.
I don't want a debacle.
I know.
But I'm saying if they don't make it after trading all of these prospects, not going to be a good look.
It's not. It definitely isn't. But let me just say this, too, because this is a common theme. AJ is trading all of the prospects because he's trying to save his job and he doesn't care about the future. I don't think that's true.
I disagree with that 100%. AJ is too much of a competitor to worry about stuff like that. But it does kind of have that look about it. Let's go to Drew in Carlsbad. Thanks, Drew, for joining us. Hello. Hello, Drew.
Hello, Drew.
Hello.
Yes, hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yep, you're on.
Hey, so obviously Morihone has been throwing really, really well this year. He came up as a starter. So what are your guys' thoughts about, since we have acquired two big pieces on the back end of the bullpen, trying to transition him back into a starting role?
A couple of things. Number one, on the round table, I've brought that up three or four times. This year.
Uh-huh. And what?
Putting Morihone in as a starter.
What'd they say?
Every time they say, I don't know what I'm talking about, and they tell me that's a really bad idea. Here's why they say it's a bad idea, because Morihone has already pitched more innings this year than he ever has in any professional season. And can you honestly count on him to be a starting pitcher when he's already pitched 42 innings, which is basically 20 more than he's ever thrown on an inning. He's never stayed healthy. That's the biggest problem with Morihone as you look at his career. But I personally like it, Drew. I just don't think anybody else does. See where it goes. Stay online, everybody. We're going to hear from AJ Preller, live press conference coming up at the top of the hour. But I'm sure that that will make you think of some more questions and opinions. So if you're online, don't lose your spot. If you're not online, you want to join us. I want to get your thoughts on what's happened and what's about to happen. An AJ Preller press conference on the trade deadline day, Gwen and Chris, is right there for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.